Blog Talk Radio.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Let you know. All you got to do is hold on.
Somebody may be crying tonight, but I come to let you know Jesus will. He'll dry your eyes. He'll dry your eyes. He'll dry your eyes. Should it have been?
Super Sunday, everyone. You know what? I just had to let that play through. That's my, William Becton. I mean, now that's an old school gospel song. I mean, one of my favorites, I'm telling you. To me, a music with a message is timeless, but I want you guys to be encouraged this morning. So good morning, and thanks for listening or streaming to Real Talk One-on-One with you guys, where our Real Talk stays 100% pure talk. That's right, baby. And that's why today our show is about faith, guys. I want to jumpstart your faith. You got faith? How much faith you got, right? All right. So how strong or deep is your faith? See, like you guys, I'm not exempt from the everyday struggles and challenges we encounter, you know, as people living in a fallen and broken world. But the truth is, and I know this because I'm speaking from experience, by faith, I'm a soldier. I'm a survivor. And that is only through the Trinity. You see, guys, at one time, I allowed unexpected situations to throw me off, you know, because I'm a brat sometimes. A couple times, you know, I get upset. You know how it is. You go about your day, and you want to dictate and control the course of your day, only to experience some sort of unexpected event. You see what I'm saying? And you know how that goes. You know, life happens, and so it tends to steal our joy, you know. And so, and I know for myself, you know, I would allow circumstances to just steal my peace and my joy. And I was like, shoot, I was having a good day until this happened, right? And so it's like most of us, and I'm sure some of you guys can understand or relate or, you know, what I'm saying, it resonates with you because, I mean, come on, if you're living, yeah, then you've experienced something. So truth be told, what worked, it really in my case, though, for real, I think what really worked in my favor is that I tend to be a highly optimistic individual, and so with that, I'm always trying to take lemons and make lemonade. You know, when I was going through some things some years ago, back around 2013-14, and I decided to start the blog because I was just so like, oh my God, I was just angry at the world. Sometimes I felt like, you know, I love people, but I was just really not taking this situation. So I said, you know what, no problem. You know, let me just take this negative energy and put it into something positive because you know what, I want to stay happy. I want to stay whole. So today, guys, I want to share a few faith factors with you guys just to help you, equip you with just a little more ammo, okay? Especially when walking this faith walk. So my first one is going to be no matter what, and I'm sure I have shared this nugget in the R Factor series, but again, it's timeless. No matter what, always give the Trinity, the first fruit of your day. I call it the drop and roll, meaning you know what I mean? Roll out of bed, drop on the floor, drop on your knees. See what I'm saying? Just make sure that you give the Trinity, just give him thanks. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you for breathing your life into my soul, into my body. And pray the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Also, like to quote what I've developed in my own daily devotional life is the five P's. And that is, Lord, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provision. And thank you for your peace. I also want to thank you for your perspective, only because, you know, God says our ways are not like his ways. So we obviously will not always think as the Trinity does. Okay, so we just want to make sure to ask the Trinity to guide our lives as we start the routines of our day. And, you know, Lord, just guide me today. Help me to get through today. Protect me today. Always give thanks for his mercy, his forgiveness, his grace, and his love, because this is something we should never take for granted. You know, because really, just because God is a loving God and he's a forgiving God, you know, there's always consequences to our actions, you know. So I like to say whenever I am in a decision-making mode, I ask myself, will this decision make me or will it break me, big or small? Will it make me or will it break me? I call it self-preservation, okay? All right, and then we want to learn to stay focused on the Trinity. And, guys, I'm talking about constantly, continually, persistently, relentlessly. Why? Because there are too many distractions in this world. You guys, we know this, right? And to not do so, I mean, we can't afford not to. But more so, when you are thrown out of your comfort zone, you see what I'm saying? You know how you're thrown out of your comfort zone at any given time? You will already be prayed up. You'll have that prayer reservoir going. You see what I'm saying? You'll be just all built up because you've deposited so much meditation, devotion, and prayer, and you've deposited that into that reservoir. You see what I'm saying? And God will be, I know, he will be smiling down on you and so proud of you. And at the same time, directing you as well, you see, simultaneously. And plus, it leaves no room for idolatry. You see what I'm saying? God should always be our first love. I have to say that I thank God for having been raised in a home that believed in God. And so I was raised around a lot of godly Christianity paraphernalia, if you will, and I thank God for that. I thank God for just, you know, giving me, just blessing me with that presence. And then, how do you factor in your faith into your daily activity? Because you know why? Who's your benefactor? So I like to say, activate your benefactor by factoring in your faith. See what I'm saying? Because the Trinity is your benefactor. He is the controller, in my opinion. I believe that strongly. The Trinity is your benefactor. And again, if you don't ask in faith, believing that your prayer will be answered at some point, sometimes it's yes, no, maybe, I don't know. But eventually it gets answered because you know what? You're allowing God to take you down that journey that he has destined for you, that he has predestined for you. You know, it's deep. And so if you're not a believer, you probably won't understand where I'm coming from. So basically, if you don't ask in faith, believing that your prayer will be answered at some point, then what you have created within yourself is doubt. There is a lot of doubt there. You see what I'm saying? So you got to get delusionally optimistic. I'd much rather think in light. you see what I'm saying, than darkness. So I like to say, psych yourself out at some point, you know, by expecting that miracle. I don't know if you guys recall Oral Roberts and Richard Roberts back in the day. He used to say, expect a miracle. I grew up expecting a miracle. You know, guys, you've got to expect a miracle. Why? Because without hope, the spirit man or the spirit woman is dead. Anyone living without hope is not living. He or she is only existing. What is living? Living to me is not just waking up every day and facing the monotony of the day. Oh, you know, okay. But I think it's gladly and trustingly believing that the heavenlies are in control of whatever adventure you get taken on. You see what I'm saying? You will, and here's the beauty of it, guys. You're going to learn something new. All right, let me expound on that a little bit, because come on, I know y'all with me. Who don't like something new? Who don't enjoy something new, right? We love something new. Something new. You know, make me think about that movie with Sanaa Lathan in it. But most people enjoy something new and fresh. You see what I'm saying? We enjoy that newfound relationship. We enjoy that newfound career, those new shoes, that, of course, that new car and them wheels, right? All right? So we know. Or just learning something new, simply learning something new. You see what I'm saying? And I personally believe that that's what makes us champions when we're journeying through this life. Okay, I've always said I want to stay normal, guys. I want to be normal, and normality to me means being imperfect and learning to allow the Trinity to shape me and refine me into His standard of perfection. You see what I'm saying? So I think the key takeaway here today, most importantly, is live as we know. We must live by faith, not by sight. What we see is only temporary, and what we don't see is, let me rephrase that. What we see is not temporary. What we don't see is temporary, and I want temporary success. I want consistent success. I don't want success for a season. I know that sounds selfish, but, you know, hey, it is what it was. And lastly but not least, because we're looking at, like, can you believe it, 10 minutes, we must constantly, as I said again, consistently, relentlessly, persistently forgive ourselves and others. Now, again, I know, I mean, I'm not going to say I forgave everybody right away. I didn't. But trust me, I have forgiven people, and I've learned to forgive. And as we know, everything in life is a process. And so, but not forgiving people, you know, hey, we got to work toward that. And so, and I know it's hard forgiving evil hearts and envious and jealous hearts and all that type of stuff. That can be hard, I know. But I do believe when you purpose in your heart to pray for your enemies, here's the flip to that, okay? Here's the key to that. I believe that when you purpose in your heart to pray for your enemies, your foes, or even those people who's betrayed you, maybe they're just not, maybe, you know, life happened. You know, I believe by asking that God will intervene and correct their evil deeds, like, you know how you'd be like, I'd be like, Lord, what they butt? Just tear them up. You see what I'm saying? Or asking God to thwart their plans to hurt you. See, Lord, because, see, when God disciplines you, it's totally different from how we do it. See what I'm saying? Listen, we don't pray that God hurt them. We say, Lord, you discipline them. You whip them. I mean, because whipping is discipline sometimes. I ain't talking about all this crazy abuse going on. I'm talking about true discipline in love. You see what I'm saying? And we just ask that God will discipline them the way He see fit. See, because they're His scoundrel too, right? We know the story of David, and we know all those stories, and God used those people to confound the so-called wise. You see what I'm saying? God loves the sinner. He loves people. He loves us all. But I believe that when we do that and we ask God to discipline them the way He see fit, then I believe that puts that will allow the Trinity to be in control of that situation. And it also keeps your heart, my heart, in the safe zone. Now, God knows we are only human and we will get hurt by others, and many times we will hurt others as well. We must train ourselves to be disciplined and allow the controller of the universe to handle his business. See what I'm saying? We got to allow him to handle his business. Now, I can truly say, this used to be a really strong area of mine. You know, people do me dirty, and I'd be like, you know what, God gonna take care of them. As I got older, you know, sometimes, I don't know, we things change about us. But nevertheless, I've always been able to just kind of laugh at them, laugh at people who think they're getting away with hurting other people or backstabbing and all that. Because truly, the universe, you know, that saying, what goes around comes around, and what you put into that universe is going to come back. You reap what you sow, Charles Stanley say, later more than you sow and later than you sow. And I like that. I just want to factor in today, you know, sometimes I wanted to share this segment with you guys, and I produced this maybe a couple weeks ago, and just to let you know that you're in good company today, just sharing this faith and just, you know, just sharing in this word. I get up as I normally do many, many mornings. I get up, I'll turn it on Tony Evans or Father Cedric. And Father Cedric, I don't know if you guys know, is called Living with Passion. Of course, we all know Dr. Tony Evans with the Urban Alternative. Both preachers or ministers or however they characterize themselves, they expounded on faith and hope. And guys, without hope, without faith, there's darkness. You know, and I do believe that good people, now I'm not saying perfect people, I am saying good-hearted people who love people know that good people are happy people, because good people spread love. They want to see, they don't get jealous because someone else is doing way better than they are. They don't hate, they congratulate. You see what I'm saying? Because they understand the law of the universe. They understand that all resources, the benefactor is the Trinity. The benefactor is the Trinity. Just like what he's done for your neighbor, or what he's done for your sister or your brother or someone you know, he can do for you too. Now, the trick is waiting. Who likes to wait? Who likes to wait? No one likes to wait. There's someone on the line. Who likes to wait? No one likes to wait. But you know what? Sometimes waiting is good. And I'm going to just try to get this little short scenario in. I remember my oldest son, I had just had him, you know, young mother. I love my beauty rest, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't wait until he gets 5 months old. I tell this story over and over again because it taught me a lesson. Guess what? When my son turned 5 months old, my oldest son, my mom passed away. I thought, oh, my God, okay, it taught me not to rush time. It taught me to enjoy each and every day and just embrace it. It taught me that I was actually rushing my time. Oh, my God. What I would give to go back to have my baby a day old. You know why? Because I would have my mom. She would be here. She was the best mom. I had two of the most wonderful parents. They were very good to us kids, and I thank God for that. And I loved my mom. so, you know, Mother's Day coming around, obviously, you know, it gets a little sentimental, or should I say a lot of sentimental, but of course I'm older now. She's been gone quite some time, and I've acclimated myself, and I know that she's looking down on me and watching down on me from heaven, and I also know that she would be proud of me that I have been able to overcome the challenges of life. And, you know, I contribute that, and I attribute that to them teaching me about the Trinity, just surrounding me and teaching me how to pray, how to pray. I was so dedicated. I've always been dedicated. And you know what? I believe today that is why I am who I am today, and that I thank God that, yes, I have issues, I have problems like everyone else, but you know what? I am still standing, and each and every day that God gives me, and you know what? Hey, I'm getting a little up there. You see what I'm saying? So, but because, and I ain't trying to, you know, be conceited, but you know what? Hey, I know I still look good, and you know I'm still in good health, and you know I have to tell you guys a story that something that really God just, you know how the Satan has been, he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So anyone who holds on to the Lord or who believes, he wants you. Do you know what? You can jumpstart. No. You got to have, what is it? They say the three most important attributes of Christianity is faith, hope, and love. Wow. See, I knew God would speak. He always brings back to me. Whenever I put something out, he brings it back to me in a confirmation through someone else. You see what I'm saying? And so that's why it's so important that our prayers should be God-centered. No one should be idle. Make God your idol, because you know what? He will fill that void for you. You don't need anyone to fill a void for you. Let God fill that void, because you know what? You're going to be stronger than ever. You're going to come out a soldier, baby. You're going to come out a survivor. And not only that, you're going to be able to help people. So, again, guys, I want to help you jumpstart your faith, because there's so much out there to discourage us, to pull us down. There's a lot of distractions. And I want you to understand that without God on your side, you can't make it. You just can't do it. You can't. And no, you ain't. It's not about reading the Bible from A to Z. It's not about going to church every Sunday, singing in the choir. But okay, we all know about all that. Okay, we know that we're all sinners saved by grace. Understand? But what it is about that relationship that you've established with the Trinity, your Creator, your Heavenly Father, and He loves you. And, guys, I'm speaking from experience. So maybe God allowed me to go through what I went through so that I can start my blog so I can talk and run my mouth. You know, I just love talking, guys. I love communicating, and I just love people. And maybe because I'm an only girl and I have three brothers, and I don't know. But I'm just thankful, and I'm happy. And I just want to thank you guys, my friends who's been listening, tuning in. I see my metrics. I see you guys are loving me and loving on me and supporting me, and I really appreciate that. And maybe one day, guys, I can write this grant, come up with this million. You know what I'm saying? Well, we all be chilling like a villain. But also know that you can call in and get a real rat pack, guys. You're going to get some good stuff in that real rat pack. So make sure you tell your friends. Don't be scared, okay? D-Love is D. She's about all about the love. She's about transparency, and she's about fairness. You see what I'm saying? So this is for you. This is to inspire you, because you know what? This is the battle of the mind. Battlefield, you are battling for your mind, okay? Joyce Myers, that book was phenomenal, The Battlefield of the Mind. I would encourage anyone to just check that book out at the library. Maybe buy that book is phenomenal, The Battlefield of the Mind. You know why? Because we are truly battling for our mind. Hey, guys, I'm going to have a guest on May 8th. Guys, phenomenal guest. I will be putting some information out there. She has a program where She is looking to help. It's called Sisterpreneurship, and she's looking for women to join this program. It's a 12-week program, and you're going to learn how to open up your own business. And let me tell you something. 12 weeks, that's the, I mean, you're going to, what you're going to learn from this program is something you would have to go to college to learn. And we're talking about 12 weeks, and she's phenomenal. Oh, my word, guys. I am so blessed. I feel so blessed to have gotten to know her. And so stay tuned for that. I hope you guys have a super Sunday, and I hope that I've been able to inspire you. This is D-Love. I am so happy, guys, because you know what? I got to tell y'all about this story. Devil was trying to steal me, y'all. He was trying to steal me. You know, I was sick for a couple of days, and you know what? But you know what? I'm still strong. You see what I'm saying? So I'm back. All right. Peace out, guys. Have a wonderful Sunday. Bye.
Shalom.
Hello?
I'm Brother Jermaine. I'm just listening.
Brother Jermaine, I asked if you were on the line and you didn't answer me, but my show has ended.
You know what? I didn't know if you were just, you know, it was just to listen, and you know, you have most speakers that don't want to, you don't want them to.
I noticed that. You're absolutely right. And sometimes when if you listen to some of my shows, I'd be like, we got a caller on air, and no one says anything. It's because some people choose the option not to to speak. They just want to listen. But I certainly appreciate you calling in. Do you have can you call me back, or would you like to tune in next week? I'm so excited that you called in and you were listening. Very great show today. I hope you enjoyed.
Yes, I was listening, and I appreciate you telling us about you mentioned about your 5-month-old.
But I got to end this show right now, sweetheart. So my show has ended.
Yes, yes,
but I appreciate you calling in. If you got in this week, trust me, I'm going to be airing in a couple weeks. And do you have an email address real quick I can take? I can send you some info.
Yes, my email is the letter J.
Mm-hmm.
Dot S I M S. 91, the number 91, at
mm-hmm.
yahoo.com.
Awesome. I will be in touch with you, okay?
Yes, yes.
All right. Thank you, Jermaine.
I would love to be with that entrepreneur, but I'm not a woman, so, you know, it's okay.
No, we're going to work on that with the men's, too. No. This is about everyone. We're working on that right now as we speak.
Yeah, yes.
Promise.
Yes. Send me the info, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.